I'd have to rewatch the third movie again to see.
What are we talking about?
X-Men, X-Men 3. United. Is it no
Professor X?
United Origins? Was two.
Origins.
Virgins.
No, that's Wolverine.
Origins.
No,
the first
that was like the fifth movie.
First,
no, we're talking
movie.
About X-Men 3 with the old cast where Cyclops is dead and Jean Grey dies. He was thinking Professor X dies, but I don't remember him dying in the third movie.
I remember his face melting off.
That doesn't mean you die.
I know. Like he totally could have got a perfect skin graft.
Darth Vader? That lady that got hit by a car? There's multiple examples of this.
That's true.
Hey, this is Simon from The Slants, and you are listening to Comic Pop Library, the best podcast on Earth.
Isn't this place amazing?
I do have to tell you about what happened to the last owners.
They didn't die in here, did they?
Yes, actually. Murder, suicide.
We'll take it.
You're gonna die in here.
Addie says that to everybody.
Sometimes people just go mad.
I saw something!
You have to get out of that house.
What scares you?
Everything.
American Horror Story premieres Wednesday, October 5th at 10 on FX.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop TV. And in this episode, we're going to be watching and talking about American Horror Story. And we are brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
April,
Jonathan,
and Lenny. And since we're on a TV episode, Jonathan's going to take lead on this particular series. So, Jonathan, we'll let you take it away.
All right. American Horror Story. And I didn't even realize this until I was watching previews for the new season that's coming up. Each season has a name to it.
Yeah.
And the first one is actually called Murder House.
So I didn't know that either. I was like, it's American Horror Story.
Yeah.
That's all I knew for LA, to
the
be
the first
honest.
One
what I have here
subtitle.
Is actually a definition of one of the episodes, so I can't tell you too much about it because it is just defining one of the episodes, and I believe it's episode 3 of the first season. But pretty much what it's about is this haunted house. And these people move into the haunted house from Florida. And what makes them move into the haunted house is a little bit of a discretion between the husband and the wife.
Maybe somebody else, too.
And maybe somebody else, yeah.
Is it Boston, Florida?
Boston, what?
Don't they move there from Boston? Because that's where he goes back to.
You know how long, how many years it's been since I've watched this? At
about
least,
a year.
You didn't even take a refresher?
Nope.
No,
I think it might
I'm
have been
busy.
Busted. You're right, Lenny.
What did he say? Well, I wasn't paying attention to
I said
to
you
his.
Were right. And I will never say that to you again.
Ouch. Even when you are right.
That's okay, you're left. And I'm cool with that.
So am I.
So...
handedness. It's important. Everyone's got one.
You know, I can get a scholarship off of being left-handed.
Oh, yeah?
I can get a scholarship off of being right-handed, but only because you said that. See, I can go to a scholarship committee and write a really long essay that's about how this girl told me that because she's left-handed, she can get a scholarship. And I think that that is totally, like, racist against my right-handed inferiority.
Okay.
Whoa. Wow.
Left-handed people are the minority.
But I said inferiority, not minority.
Okay.
You're not inferior.
No, we're not talking here. We're not the hand podcast. We're the
actually, according to all the geniuses that are supposedly left-handed, I think we are inferior. And it's amazing that we've taken over the world.
True. Okay.
It's a clear example of might over right. What were American Horror Story?
Yeah,
that's
let's
right.
get back to this. We kind of took a left turn at that.
That was
on the nose.
Keep going. They move
so
in.
What do we think about this show?
Okay.
Oh,
they move in.
Yeah, they move in because
I think
of
they
discretion.
Move in.
Yeah, they move into this haunted house because of discretion from Boston.
I'm gonna find
sorry, I pulled on the cord.
Synopsis.
Was that me?
No, Jonathan was coming in hot.
I'm gonna find me.
Well, one of the things is they don't know it's haunted right away.
Right.
They don't.
Yeah, all
it's on the murder tour, but they don't know it's haunted.
Yeah, they don't even know that there's a murder tour.
One of those disclaimers that the seller, the real estate agent, didn't disclose.
I know, but she disclosed it after it was bought. Yeah.
She disclosed almost nothing.
No, she
literally, she said, oh, the last people that were here died. It was murder, suicide, terrible.
But she wanted to sell this house.
Apparently.
She wanted to get rid of it.
Can I just read this?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. It centers on the Harmon family. Ben, Vivian, and their daughter Violet, who I hate. That's not in it, but I just put that in.
Okay, we're going to get into that here in a little bit, but go ahead.
Who moved from Boston to Los Angeles after Florida. Vivian has a miscarriage and Ben has an affair. They move into a restored mansion, unaware that the home is haunted by its former inhabitants. Bam.
Like all of them. Every single one of them.
Yep.
Don't think they actually... I think there was the original. Yeah, they did go into the origin of it.
You want to know what I think about this show? You really want to know what I think? You want to know what I think about this? I think it is. I'm not going to repeat that because I don't want to take it too far, but it is, but it's, I think it's wonderfully done.
I love it. I think it's beautiful.
Yeah,
because the Harmons are like fucking intolerable. Well, they are intolerable.
They are
totally intolerable, and all of them are just scumbags, and I just want them to choke on their own bile, and they do, and that's the great, spoiler alert.
I think, honestly, the biggest, are we doing spoilers in this?
This is like the first season. I don't see how we, if they don't know, they don't want to know at this point. Go to your library, check it out, it's there.
My biggest, like, I'm so pissed off at this series part of the whole thing was when Violet died and she became a ghost, because I just wanted her to die and go away.
Well,
that's how much.
But she died on the property, and that was the problem.
Did you see her bangs?
Yeah.
If you die on her
property, I hated those bangs. Just took her little face off.
Okay.
Great people. Just their characters are putrid. No. Just
you two have finally agreed on something. I'm proud of you guys.
Yeah. I knew I didn't like her as a person, like on face value because of her bangs. And then, if you have bad bangs, you're a bad person. And then she continues. She continued to prove that
it is
to
not
me
the
'80s. The
So, like they mentioned, if somebody dies on this property, they stay there. They don't
become a ghost.
Become a ghost, and they stay on the property. They don't disappear. And at one point in the movie,
convenient for the characters,
right?
Then they get into the next episode. They're like, "We're killing you off." Oh no! Well, it's not like that. You're still on the show.
Yeah.
You're just dead now.
One of the unique things, though, is the viewer doesn't know some of these people are dead until
real confusing.
So, I love it.
And the thing is, all the ghosts do not follow the same rules. Some of them can hurt you. Some of them cannot hurt you. All of them can hurt you on Halloween.
Right.
Let's be fair about that. But and then the wine ghost that gets to look old and young and
I
wanted to
the
get
very
into-
sexy old lady. It's just it's super
Maria.
Creepy. Yeah.
Moira.
Moira?
Moira.
Yeah, it was
Moira.
Maria was one of the nurses that got killed.
There was a Maria as well, that's right.
All
right. There were so many. I mean, they could have used a whole alphabet in there. It was like alphabet soup for dead people.
Some of these actors are well known.
Oh, yeah.
For the roles they're playing.
Yeah, I think they all did great jobs. Dylan McDermott and...
Zachary Quinto.
Zachary Quinto. But he's not on my IMDb.
Is that the blonde kid?
No, Evan Peters.
That's
Evan Peters.
He's on the X-Men movie.
He
fast guy. I really like Quicksilver's.
Evan Peters is
cool.
Is one of my favorite actors ever. He played Tate in this one.
Yes, he played Tate.
Oh my gosh. I love him.
And then who is he in the second season? I'm watching that right now. He's the lead, Kit. He's like the lead in that season.
Yeah,
too. They haven't killed him yet.
I
haven't seen anyone come back that they have killed.
Three, and he's in season three. I know that much.
He's in everything because he makes the show.
I haven't seen him in. I didn't see him.
I thought it was the
Freak Show.
What's her? I don't want to say the.
Yeah, he's in Freak Show.
What's the name of the lady that she was famous like before I was born? That's the only nice way I could say it.
You've got Jessica Lange.
There she is. I couldn't think of a nice way to say it. Sorry, Jessica Lange. I know you're way more important than me, but.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's just, I think in today's world, or not world, but TV world, it's kind of nice having these well-known actors coming down from movies,
movie
even.
Movie status,
and
yeah.
Coming down and...
That's what I like,
because
too.
The TV, well, this is one where, depending on your viewpoint, it's either good or bad. The storylines are mature enough and interesting enough and juicy enough that they're interested in coming to TV now instead of breaking away from TV to movies.
Yeah, to me,
going from movies
is...
to TV. And this one was one of those that...
Oh, yeah. Wow,
this is definitely movie.
Anything that they actually bothered to write a script and put on TV, I'm willing to watch and
I
try.
I like how they...
Anything.
Like, there's not a TV show like this. There's not a horror show that's out like this. The way it's shot, even, is so panoramic. Yeah. It just screws with your brain and everything.
I wanted to talk a little bit about Moira, because Lenny brought up a good point. At one time, you know, people see an old lady and people see a younger lady. Mm-hmm. The people who are, I guess, more manly and more...
Man?
What's the word I'm looking for?
Men.
Men. No. I think the word is pig, but I mean men.
The
man.
Men who are more likely to cheat are the ones who see her younger
I
version.
I think it's all men, pretty much. Yeah. I don't remember a lady seeing her as a young person.
Women see episode. The soul.
Yeah. But
yeah.
So her soul has a little work to do. Maybe a little bit of eyeshadow or...
Moira
some
was
hair
really,
color there.
She was honestly, though, she was a really sad character.
Yeah, she was.
It is sad because she was being attacked by this awful man, and his wife decides to do her in the eyeball because she was being attacked.
Right, and then she...
That's not fair.
And then she has to continue this cycle.
And then, yeah, she has to stay in the stupid house because of the... Right, probably buried it on some burial mound.
When Ben built the gazebo over her body, I guess that meant that she was going to be trapped in the house forever, because if they moved her body off the property, then she probably would have been able to pass on.
Yeah, I got that. Moira, because that's where they... And the lady, I don't know, who was it that convinced him to build a gazebo there and put in concrete?
That would have been...
That is Fling? The one they had an affair with?
No, it wasn't the lady.
She was there, too. That's the one they buried there, but he found the other corpse.
It was... Because it was when the burned guy killed Hayden.
Yeah.
And that's how the gazebo got built, because they threw Hayden's body in with Moira's body.
I can understand why the wife would get so mad about the affair. I just can't understand why Dylan McDermott would cheat. I mean, so much better than her. He should have just left her. She was a terrible person. She never showed a positive quality. First off, while her daughter is dating a ghost, where is she? Like, while people are being attacked in the basement, where are these people? Like, how big is this house that you can't hear people screaming bloody murder?
I like that, too, with Violet always being gone. Like, she's either holed up
killed. She killed herself, and they didn't discover this for 3 weeks.
So, I was just pissed that she killed
herself. Of show, like, 3 episodes, like... She was probably dead in the show like 6 months by then.
And see,
the thing is, she died, but you see the scene where Tate tries to save her, you know, gag it up. And at this point, she does revive, you think.
You think that she's still
so
alive.
So she carries on as a ghost, and that's what her parents are seeing.
She doesn't even know that she's a ghost.
I understand why they don't, but it doesn't make them not neglectful parents. I mean, that's all I'm saying. They're terrible parents, even if the house tricked them into thinking their daughter was still alive. The fact that they let her die and didn't even smell her in the walls.
I don't know.
And I know the house kind of took hold of them too, but then, and the weird thing is, and I guess, you know, we've pretty much spoiled the whole show, so I'm going to go ahead and spoil the end here.
Like I said, it's 5 years
old. The best part of this show had to be the end where they got to play ghost and like scare people away.
I was going
to
actually.
It reminded me of Beetlejuice.
That was pretty awesome.
It really made it kind of seem almost wholesome that they were there in their sick family with all their ghosts.
Yeah,
it was like they can all be together now.
Yeah.
It was like a happy
Except
ending.
Violet's there.
If they could have got. If she could have just changed her hairstyle at least before the ending.
No, no, I hate her. But I think, I mean, I hate her as a person and for her bangs, but I think also a part of that, I think a part of the hate also stems from me, from her dating Tate. Because it's like, Tate, don't love her, love me, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like, you feel the same way for every love interest of Tate's, or whatever his name is.
Of Evan Peters.
Yeah, so every love interest.
No matter what character he is.
Then they all have terrible bangs. Do they grow bangs?
Yeah.
She sees bangs even when there's not any.
I want to know, though. I can't remember this. Addie, the neighbor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Neighbor's daughter. She died.
She's great.
Did she get pulled off the property?
Yeah, she died off the property.
She died off the property.
She drug her onto the property, but realized she had been dead before. They have to, something about the actual physical address.
Yeah, yeah, she has to be on property line.
And that's what, and they really confuse you whenever she gets in the car, and then the daughter, the one, I don't want to speak her name, the evil one.
Yeah.
Violet.
Tate Dater. But that person gets in the car with her father, no, mother, to leave, but they don't leave.
Yeah.
So she never, she can go outside and peruse the property at her.
She just can't leave the property.
Okay, and so, like, Hayden is probably the most scummy of all characters.
Oh, yeah.
And never really redeems herself. That's the one I really just, you want to reach through the TV and choke a bitch. I mean, she was just.
I agree with you on that one. No, that's the lover.
Hayden was the love interest. The lover from Boston.
Was, though.
Yeah.
She was out there a little bit.
Oh, God.
Yes.
She knew what was going on, I think.
Yeah, I know she did because she had her children killed.
But the,
on the property so she could visit them and be crazy.
Who was the neighbor?
That is the older lady. Yeah.
Constance.
Yeah,
okay.
Jessica Lange.
I hated her too.
Terrible Jessica Lange.
Females. Oh my God.
Her character was very hateable. I think she was designed for if people say, I hate you in the first season of American Horror Story, she'd be like,
good.
Thank you, because I'm not like that at all. You want some cookies that aren't laced
well,
with arsenic?
My thing, I don't know. Yeah, she'd just be up in everybody's business. It's like, lady, get out.
Yeah.
And I mean, why are you trying to force feed me placenta and all this? Like, you know, that was in this.
No, but the crazy lady, well, the okay,
that
what's
was
her name?
The weirdest Constance. Part.
Yeah, yeah, why would a person take somebody else's word? Oh, you need to eat this placenta.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, really? Internet does
then,
not violate
especially
the
when,
perimeter of this ghost haven.
I know.
And she's like eating
crap.
The brains.
And then the doctor has her committed on the fact that she ate placenta and brains. He's like, she's eating brains raw. It's probably blood, you know.
It's so nasty.
Because that is post-trichinosis. There's things.
Now,
there's
that,
bad things that could happen.
I don't
happen.
Know if she actually said they were human brains.
They weren't human
no, they
brains.
Weren't human,
they were pig brains,
were,
which people
yeah.
eat, but they
yeah,
normally cook.
Calf brains.
Yeah.
Calf brains.
But these were raw brains.
Rocky Mountain oysters and all that gross stuff. But it's normally cooked.
True.
I mean, this but isn't just, BC 10,000 here.
Yeah. Placenta really got me. He's like, really?
Yeah.
Well, they
really?
Have placenta. That sounded terrible. They have placenta parties in Europe, apparently, where they cook
really?
It up and eat it with their friends, which I think is totally morbid.
Yeah,
and
well, the thing
because
is,
animals eat them, and that's why they
yeah.
that's why they think it's okay. I'm like, it's still not okay. You're human.
No, thank you.
I could never actually talk to you within 3 feet
well, to
again.
Me, it's like,
I would be afraid to get placenta breath. Like,
yeah. Well, that's like just because spiders make webs doesn't mean. We're supposed
yeah,
to make webs, excluding Spider-Man. So obviously, we're not meant to do everything every other species is supposed
right.
to do, is meant to do. That's why I don't like the whole placenta eating thing. But to me, it's like, because Vivian was, she's the mom.
She's a mom, yeah.
Vivian. And
terrible,
she's the,
terrible mom.
Yeah, horrible. But to
parent
me, it
of the
was
year,
crazy.
She's
I mean,
not.
It was already crazy for the idea of eating placenta to be brought to her attention, but then she actually thought about it and was like, I'm kind of tempted now. Are you kidding me?
And then just like the dad and the person whose name we will not speak, it seems like all these characters like flipped a switch when they died. This particular family, as soon as they were dead, they're like,
"We love
now we are going to make everything right, right in this house and basically make sure no one else dies." And it gives you like a
feel good.
Real good, feel good closure on it. And it's like, what? Why the hell couldn't you have been kind of nice people to start with? Like, wretched.
True.
You know which couple, the men that were in the house before them, I was really like, I'm glad that that was the only time I'm glad that the ghost had to stay, because I really loved those characters and they were really good and just acted really well, and I really liked their story, and it was very interesting. It was kind of heartbreaking. Zachary Greenter
has always been a good actor. He's one of my favorite actors.
That's the one that's the doctor in the second season? The dark-haired one?
Yes.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah. He's always been one of my favorite actors. Mm-hmm.
He was Spock.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, he was Spock. Spock. He was Spock.
Yep, he's Spock. He's a loon. Spock's a loon.
And see, the great thing about this character with Zach Quinto is gay in life, mm-hmm. so I thought that was just a great character for him to play.
If you're an actor, you can play any character, though.
That's true.
He's a good actor, period.
I think it was done very well and tastefully, and it wasn't
I love it.
Bigoted at all, and it was just, it was a sweet couple, and they had a tragic story, and it was tragic. No. They had plans, and the house killed them and ruined their deaths. Yeah, I mean, they didn't like each other at all.
But then they turned into assholes. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's well, and they already kind of were, but it was the house. And that, you know, I really felt bad for them for what the house did to them. Yeah, what the house did to Vivian, I felt not one. I'm like,
yeah,
good.
Go for it.
Like, could you hurt her some more, house? Like, because she really is like, okay. First off, if you're gonna cheat on your wife, you deserve to be left. And that's women out there. If he hits you or cheats, leave.
Yeah, I don't
understand. That's it. So, that's just my opinion. Okay, that's just an opinion. But then, okay, so if you're not going to leave for cheating, which I guess is the one that I would say, okay, there's questions there. You got kids, there's other issues. Don't treat him like a piece of trash.
24/7.
Yeah, completely.
When
like
you've agreed to
it's
work
been months
on it.
And you didn't leave. You didn't leave.
That's
so obviously you're an enabler. Get to enabling. Like, you did no enabling. You're just like, oh, I'm going to be absent and unavailable until you cheat on me. You cheated. Now I'm going to be absent and unavailable, but it's revenge. But I'm not leaving you. So if you do anything like a human, then I'm going to punish you for it. Well, either to me or to anyone else.
My deal, first off, I mean, if you're cheated on and you do decide to try to work on it, why in the world is it, do you think, okay, I can see fresh start, let's maybe move a little bit, but why the hell would you go move across the country?
Right. Circumnavigate the country.
You know how much pressure that puts on you just in general? Well, plus the miscarriage.
They say the three most stressful events in a person's life are a marriage, a divorce, and moving.
Yeah, so are you kidding
me? So it's up there with marriage and divorce.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's one of those where they think they're getting a fresh start. Put everything behind him and forget about it, but she wouldn't.
Yeah,
that's
it was
the,
like, then why are you doing
this? This is not
fresh
a fresh start.
This
is an evil revenge plot start. And I'm sure there are women out there that are jaded that are like, yeah, he does deserve it. And he's an idiot too, because
but
don't stay with her then. Okay, she hasn't forgiven you, she hasn't forgotten anything. She, you know, it's just like,
I don't mind how she treated him. It's just treat him like that as a divorced couple, not as still married, because that doesn't make any sense.
Well, yeah, but then he can go.
It shows how powerful those characters were, because you hated them so much.
Yeah,
yeah, you can't. True. You can't hate anything you don't love them, in a way, so. Which is, we're going to go there with Violet later. But
I kind of
did you have something earlier, John?
Yeah, I kind of want to start talking a little bit about Constance.
She was delicious, just wonderful villain.
Like Lenny says. And throughout all the seasons that she is in this show, she plays a hated character. And in this one, it was no different than any of her other roles that she's played.
Season two?
Yeah. And I hate her. On season two, I'm like, I totally agree with that.
You get that.
But you've got to admit, she makes the show.
She definitely is an alpha dog on the show. She, you know, she has an evil driving force, and then she does stuff to screw with you. Like, it's weird because I had no compassion for her as, and I'm sorry, this is wrong season, but on season two, in the first couple episodes, in the first couple episodes, I had no compassion for her at all. And then after I found out that she became a nun because she hit.
Shut up.
Oh.
I haven't watched it yet.
I mean, I have, but.
Oh,
we're talking season one, so
she
just
hit me in the face with her nunliness, and that I was like, "Oh, she's a nun." I thought she just
talk very broadly about her right now.
Yeah, that's what. That's why I brought it up. Was because
she's you could.
But
you
you've
go,
seen the other seasons, just not yeah, season two.
You
season
go two. Back and forth with her characters.
Yeah,
I mean, there's plain obvious there, reasons to hate her, but at the same yeah, time, ooh,
I don't there, think a really good villain gets time, away with being a villain without being yeah, a little loved. Mm-hmm. You because they if they don't have a Magneto thing, if they don't have some sort of terrible we past watched, and desire.
There's a reason they are that way. That's very sad.
Yeah, yeah. And in like yeah, if they don't tug at your heartstrings a little bit, then they're not a real villain, in my opinion.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
like
there was
the Joker. I mean, there's lots of
shut up.
Go for it, Jonathan.
Lenny, you can finish.
No, no,
I was finished.
No, no, go.
There was one point in one of the episodes where I was just like, you know, without even knowing it, she ended up being the hero because when, sorry, April, don't hit me or anything like this. When Violet and Vivian were in the house with them people who were trying to reenact the doctor who killed all the nurses, when they broke in, one of the girls ate the cupcakes that Constant made for Violet and Constant put stuff in there to make people sick, and that's how they ended up getting.
I mean, that's kind of roundabout yeah, way.
There's no hero like an accidental hero.
Like,
the best.
Like that was kind of like, well, thank you for making these cupcakes that you were going to kill me with, because it actually killed it. Let's not think about the original purpose. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah,
it was kind of like an accidental. She didn't even realize that these people were going to break in and eat the cupcakes that weren't meant for them. So it was kind of a accidental yeah, act of heroism. And then there were times where she was a crappy parent to Adelaide. But then there was times where she would go and be like, "Oh, I'm so sad."
Well, yeah. Well, I think they. It's so smart that they put in Addie to give Constance or something. That's not right. But Constance to give her some humanity,
yeah,
human characteristics other than bitter old
thing. Yeah, and I think that
gives
her
a reason for her bitterness too. She's had a mm-hmm, very, I mean, obvious yeah, misfortune with all of her children,
except for Tate.
What I mean,
Tate was supposed to be the perfect
school
one,
murderer. Is yeah, kind of.
He was the only one.
Problem. It could be a problem.
Yeah, yeah, he was the only one who was born without
normal.
Like, that's what I'm saying. He was the only one who was born without Down syndrome or whatever other problems.
That just messed, a social that messed her up too.
Psychotic sociopath.
Yeah. That's okay. That's okay.
But like April was saying about Constance, bringing Addie into it was kind of a good release. That way people would be like, well, she's a villain. But here's a bit of a soft side.
I'll be honest, Addie scared the hell out of me. And it
in the beginning, yeah, she
it
did.
It wasn't Down syndrome that scared me. It was just her popping up everywhere, creepy ass.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now.
For a while, I thought she was a ghost, too, until she died, pretty much.
She is creepy. Yeah. Like, I feel like from, even if she didn't have Down syndrome, she's just a creepy little girl.
From the beginning to 38 her death,
in the
she
show,
was
but
creepy.
Yeah, a creepy yeah, little 38-year-old girl. Yeah.
Because in the beginning, they showed her with the two twin boys walking into the house, you shouldn't do that. You're going to get killed.
And she was kind of mean.
She calls it out,
yeah,
too.
She's
like, she's like, you're going to die in there. Too. And yeah, you're going to die in there. And you're going to die in there. And I'm not. Peace.
Like,
I think she led some people there, too.
Yeah. 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 Like, if she liked you, I mean, she was still creepy, but she was chill.
Oh, yeah.
But if she hated
because
you,
I think she kind of liked. I think she kind of liked Violet. I think that she and Violet
yeah,
kind of became
Violet
friends.
Yeah, she liked Violet because Violet made her pretty. Yeah. She was her friend.
Yeah.
Okay, so Tate and the bad friend Violet, they led the popular girl from school down to the basement.
Yes.
The thing that attacked her was the baby from the first couple. Is that what I'm led to believe?
I believe
so. I was
so,
a
yeah,
little bit. I mean, what else could it have been? That yeah, that was terrible.
Sure it was. Well, this overall arching, it, like I said, it's a disturbing story.
Yeah.
If you're not into horror, you're not going to like it.
Yeah,
period.
I mean,
no,
it's very scary.
But
it's never been done before this way or this to this extreme.
Oh no,
there's nothing like this.
True, so far. And this is not an HBO show. It's not a Showtime show. I think it was on FX.
It's on FX. FX.
And so beautiful. It is
pushing
it's very PG-13. Yeah.
PG-13. It's more than PG-13.
They have FXX it could be on. Too, I don't,
TVMA, probably TVMA.
Yeah, it's, TM, they, it's TVMA.
If you're under 17, they really... how old are you? You shouldn't... 17. This is a five-year-old show. Explain yourself.
I am a disturbed individual. I have been since I was young. I have a living dead doll that I wanted for Christmas when I was in grade school. But, there's a picture of me. There's a picture of me in, it was grade school, fourth grade probably. Fourth grade Christmas of me so happy in my puppy dog silk blue pajamas holding up this living dead doll.
Yep, yeah, that's what she wanted for Christmas.
It is, and I was so happy. But no, I was saying it's on FX.
Still has it too.
I do. But if they push it enough, FX has another channel, FXX.
Yeah,
right. Which is where they put the adult shows, like Archer.
See, I didn't even know about
and
that.
And Wilfred.
Although I have seen
stuff.
A little bit of Archer.
Well, Archer's on FX, so as well.
FX too. But yeah. But so they could put it on there if they really needed to.
But it's one of those where the stories get enough. That if you can look past some of the...
I'd love to see someone...
There is a lot of sexual tension and sexual situations. Yeah. It's
very
not just
steamy.
The horror, but it's...
It's adult, period.
Yeah.
And so little kids probably don't want to...
I would love to see somebody stumble upon this. Like, be it child or just, like, childlike adult. Naive adult. And, like, be like, oh, this is kind of nice. You know, and then they just continue to watch it, and they're just like, "Oh," and see, I want to see that progression.
see them
right after they would have to walk in the room, like, "What are you guys watching?" Like right after the title sequence, because there's no way you're making it through
the
that title
theme
sequence
music
not thinking, "Yeah,
it's beautiful."
Oh yeah,
it's beautiful
I think
for
it's amazing.
Like
it's my favorite
devil.
Thing. I listen to that thing on repeat.
The one thing I really liked on this
while drawing a pentagram is beautiful.
Yeah. I don't know. April, do you think you can do that?
Boom.
Not that
boom,
one.
Boom.
The
whistle one?
Yeah.
I don't know. That can do.
I like
listen
that
to that on repeat, too. That's a good
I
song.
I actually like that. If I was in that insane
I
asylum,
be upset.
That would be my favorite part.
I'd be like,
not
thank
that I've
God.
Ever been in an insane asylum.
Throughout the
I
whole thing of this show, my favorite thing was the whole whistle thing. Because I just thought that was the coolest thing.
I just
remember
the American
thing.
Horror Story is
my wife would always
amazing.
Fast forward past the title sequence.
I mean,
so
we skip it to save time.
Yeah,
but
well,
I at least like starting a season, I'll always watch it at least once.
That's
just
what
to
I do.
Be like, yes, because it changes each season.
Well, yeah, we listen to it more than once, and then we're like three episodes in, we're like, okay, let's just get to the action.
Exactly.
We've got the power. Let's go.
True. Yes, Jonathan. He had a brain fart. He was ready to go, and then it slipped.
It's a good show.
Okay,
if you're an adult or have an adult mindset, you should watch it. It's scary.
And
it'll scare
recommend it for every.
Yeah, this is one where I can say it had some scary moments.
There's creepy
for a TV
people.
Show. And like you said, just the creepiness of the characters,
or,
too.
It wasn't like jump out of your seat scary.
Oh,
it was
no.
just cringy and creepy and suspense-driven.
And that's what I like. And,
not just suspenseful, suspense-driven.
While you're watching it, you just get tense.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I love the fact that, well, you grow a connection with the characters, but you have to be invested in the plot to know what's happening.
Yep.
Because they might foreshadow something very subtly at the beginning or bring in a character at the beginning and you won't see them again or their story for like five episodes or something. And then all of a sudden you break and you have to remember all these separate storylines that merge into one big one. And I think that's
awesome. That's part of what's fun about the house is because since all the ghosts stay there, then all their lives and their storylines merge.
I think it's so cool.
I kind of wanted to get into a little bit. I don't know if you guys want to talk about this or not, but the Birdman. I can't remember his name.
Birdman?
Burned. The man that was burnt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He had a daughter.
He had two daughters, actually.
Yeah, he did.
And a wife.
He actually survived the house, but then later on they took him. Or somebody.
No, he went to prison.
He went to prison.
And he was very happy to be there.
Because he took the blame for Constance. Husband, boyfriend.
Okay. I didn't like
death.
Him, so I thought he was a really weird.
The boy toy.
Yes, the boy toy.
yeah, he was. So it was the boy toy. This is what I figured out. It was the boy toy that actually needed the $1,000 for the headshots Constance wanted it from burn victim number one because she was like, oh yeah, give me $1,000 for headshots and then, you know, I'll still hate you, but you won't know
that's,
that.
And that's what he wanted the $1,000 for.
And yeah, and I figured that out after a while. I'm like, why he killed, it's for the boy toy.
That's why he killed Hayden and tried to, you know, take the blame for Hayden's death and try to blackmail Ben so he could get the $1,000.
Other than the sociopathic psychopath, the only, like, really, really nice character in the entire show that's just genuinely nice to everyone. And it's weird because other than killing people, Tate is the nicest
guy. Tate is amazing.
Yeah.
He kills the hell out of people.
I was actually getting ready to bring that.
But he has good reason.
But the other person I think that's really nice and he shows a lot of good character is the boy toy. It's weird. He's like this really great guy that he saves family several times.
He's not really other that people. Great of a guy because he slept with Hayden while he was with Constance.
Okay, so he cheated on Constance. I guess he is the devil. You're right. Cheat on the devil, that makes you the devil.
I said that didn't make him the greatest, but you're right.
You're right. He's not Jesus. I don't know. And I'm talking Jesus Jones here.
The burn victim to me wasn't... To me, it was... He didn't make sense with the story plot.
That helped it not make sense.
They could have left him out.
I agree with that.
I thought he was... Like, you know how you have this beautiful cake and it has just the right amount of details and intricates and, you know, all these pretty flowers and all that bull crap, right?
Yeah, sure.
And then they think, maybe we'll put just one more thing on, and we'll think that'll make it perfect, and then they pop this big-ass cherry on the top.
And it ruins it.
I think that's what the Burn Man was.
Yeah.
To a degree.
You think he was a ruiner?
I think that if they would have cut him out...
I mean, I still love the series.
I don't think he was quite necessary to the series.
He didn't give anything to me.
Yeah.
I liked how he killed Hayden because I really hated that
bitch. Yeah, that was cool.
That's what he gave to the series. And see, you got to remember, small characters, but they need their little cameos.
The thing. Anybody else could have killed Hayden. I think if they would have had Constance kill Hayden to get the $1,000 like the Burn Man did, I think that would have made it a little bit more. Because they didn't. I mean, they made her the villain, but a lot of the things that she didn't do were truly villainous.
Mm-hmm. She
wasn't the only villain, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But really, in a show like this, are there true villains and heroes?
Well, in the first season, the only hero, like I said, that did anything for anybody was pretty much the boy toy.
and
Tate was super nice. He didn't save anybody,
Tate
per se.
Tate was the perfect
package. He did some rapey, murdery stuff.
No, Tate is
But
like
when he wasn't doing that, he was a great guy.
Yeah, no, Tate's the whole package. He's perfect.
So are we ready to talk about Tate?
Evan Peters.
I'll take that as a yes from April.
Oh, he's beautiful. Oh my God. The brain is so interesting. I love brains. Not eating them.
The look of it?
Studying them. Like, I think it's so neat.
Like, up close? Like, through a microscope? Or
no, like the sociopath, psychopath, and all this stuff.
Oh, you mean the mind?
Yeah. Yes. I love the fact that he...
I thought you were actually looking at a brain.
No, I like the fact that even though you can do so much evil, because Tate did.
Yeah.
He was evil.
He had a stack.
Yet... still be so good. You know, I think that's so neat. And the fact that at the heart of it, he was still just a kid. He's just a teenage boy. He's got emotions too, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and
the multiple personality disorder probably would have
it just brought it out.
It seemed like he did have a split personality.
He was
a total psychopath, murderous. And then the thing is he did it really, like, viciously and, like, kind of vindictively. But when he killed the people that came in the house, it was just, he was kind of like, I killed her. You know, like, it wasn't a big deal or anything.
He's very sensitive and emotionally driven. That's what I like about him because he's so loyal. I love loyal people.
Well, serial killers are almost always loyal.
I know. I love loyal people.
To their favorite tooth. Toothy, I'll never leave you.
I kind of agree with Lenny on this about the double personality because we saw that when he killed the exterminator.
Yeah, because he was going to discover...
Ironic.
I felt so bad.
Killed the exterminator.
Yeah. I think that was so... I kind of feel bad for the exterminator guy because he's just doing his job. And all of a sudden, he's stuck in this house
forever. He showed up a little bit as a ghost, didn't he? I don't remember him too much as a...
He showed up when they scared the family out.
Yeah. They didn't really leave anyone out that died, that it seemed like that they... that they put in that they killed there, that they bothered to bring in, they kept them at least for one more cameo. Yeah.
I love that.
And the exterminator was probably the least... And I enjoyed that about the show because I thought when it was in the second episode, I thought when the previous couple, what's his name, Zachary Quinto,
yeah,
I thought when he died, that I was like, no, already, no. I don't like these people. Why couldn't I be here for their haunting? I wanted to see them get haunted out and die. Not these people. These people suck. Their morals are all screwed up. This guy, he was, you know, just trying to be happy and have a baby. He was normal.
But yeah, but I think overall, it's a great series. Yeah. I mean, it's one of my...
I like it so far, and my wife definitely endorses it too.
Do
we want
to talk about the overarching, the way they're telling stories since they are in season 5? Go ahead and give what the next... Not necessarily what the next seasons are, but how they structure the series.
No, don't tell me... Oh, well, yeah. That's fine. Just don't tell me any details, because I really don't want to know.
What I love, they recycle actors, which is one of my favorite things in the world, because... Like, I was telling Dad this earlier. When you have little mini books, like mini stories, short stories, I get attached to characters really, really easily and really, really strongly. Because I'm loyal, too. Like, Tate, kill you.
I'm going to kill you. I'm going to keep you forever. I'm just going to keep you forever. You're adorable.
But see, with short stories, I don't have enough time with that character. And so that way, when it's done, no matter if they live, what happens, I feel like that, you know. But so I think it's beautiful that in the series, you go attached, you like love them, all this stuff. And then you have just the right amount of time to grieve, you know, because that's what fangirls do. We grieve. And then the next season rolls around and you don't have to be too, too sad because that actor is coming right back. And if you truly love the series, you don't just love the character, you love the actor playing the character. And that's what makes it all great to me.
They reminded me when I started the second season of like the not personally, but of like just old timey acting troops, and where one actor would have to play several roles even in a single play, but it's like they're making plays and they're using pretty much the same people, and it really lets you showcase without going to a lot of different sources the different sides, like the woman, the mother from the very first woman to die.
Couldn't help you.
I can't remember her name either, but she's the nun, the sweet nun in the second season. Okay. And she's awesome. She's sweet until she's not.
Shut up. Okay.
I'm going to duct tape your mouth.
But yeah, so I just think...
That's the unique thing about this series is a completely new story.
Like three episodes.
It's the same actors for the most part, but a completely different story. They're not reprising the roles. It's a different character.
Yeah. Exactly. And they're all new they're all new roles. And so you get to some guys that you may not have liked in the first one, but they didn't use any of
Lily
they
Rabe.
Don't use
Lily
every
Rabe.
One.
That's her name.
Who?
Lily Rabe.
The person that played the nice nun.
Don't say that.
Okay.
But yeah, I would put this in any library, big, small, whatever, because to me, creepy people are everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere, you know. So I'd put it. It out.
This is one.
Unless you're
the library is going to have to know their community. If you're a big enough community or the community's understanding enough to put it in there, go for it. You're going to have to warn probably some parents.
If they come up to the counter checking it out and you know them and they're like the pastor's family, that's like straight up Baptist, coming back. And
we won't let our kids watch this one, but they're still pretty young.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want them to watch this one because I don't want the nightmares. I don't think, and it is some of the mature scenes are a little too risky for their age. But, I still think that it should be safe for most teenagers.
I would say
earthlings. and it's good in your coffee.
16 and up.
Yeah, easy 16 and up. Forget April, but younger otherwise.
Younger than that, it depends on the maturity level.
Unless you're strange.
Yeah, unless you're strange.
But this is one where story-wise, filmatic-wise, I guess that's a word, or unless I just created it. It's all put together.
Yeah.
From the writing all the way to the filmmaking. It's a well put together series. And it's interesting, creepy, fun. It's weird how you can get all these emotions in one series that is a horror story, but you can still have fun with it.
Horror's the best.
So this is one I would say it's a good enough story that you would enjoy it. I think everybody would enjoy it, especially if you like the horror genre. I think that's going to be about it, unless, Jonathan, you want to bring anything up real fast.
Fast. We usually do this at the beginning because I forget.
You don't have to.
Okay.
We'll put it in.
I just wanted to go and say, because I usually do this at the beginning, but we got into it. Bradley Bjelker was the director. And
stop breathing.
And the writers were Ryan Murphy, Brad Felchuk.
I'll be honest, all I got from that was morphine and bread.
Morphine and bread. That's what I would get, too.
Love it.
And on morphine and bread, thank you and good night.
Yes, we're having fun. Hope you're having fun listening to us. Everybody out there, we'll see you on the next go-around.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.